Now, here's a totally different one, and it's perfect because we have a dog in the room. This is an actual question, though. Since anger is the result of a moral evaluation, with moral underscore, which is true, is it unjustifiable ever to be angry at your dog?
Is it unjustified?
Well, since it's a moral evaluation.
Well, is it ever justified to be angry about some state of affairs that wasn't necessarily brought about by any moral agent, so to speak?
Well, you tell me. Give me an example.
A tree falls on your car.
What? Yeah.
A tree falls on your car due to the weather.
Okay. Well, and then you say anger is justified.
I would say it's justified. I mean, it's unexpected. It's... You feel like
what is the content
out of your control?
Or maybe that's better characterized as frustration.
I think it's an initial response, and then you check your premises, right? You look at it and say, why am I so upset? This tree just fell on my cart. It's not a moral agent,
right?
And I shouldn't be upset, but your initial response is going to be, you know, really upset.
Well, no, I think
it just demolished your car. You might not have insurance.
I think it's valid to be upset. I guess the question is whether you're going to characterize it as anger.
Right, so
I mean,
anger is perpetuated. Yeah. Upset is not anger. Upset is the initial response. Anger is something you hold on to, harbor, perpetuate. So I'd say it's unjustified.
What about the dog?
Well, if
the dog's on a tree.
The dog's not a moral agent.
The dog will
go
on your carpet on purpose.
So
don't do that.
I agree with Arthur.
That's why I don't have a dog, by the way.
I agree with Arthur that it's important to understand the emotion that we're talking about. I mean, what is anger? How is it different from frustration or resentment? I mean, you won't resent your dog because they're not, I mean, they don't know what they're doing. So we have to really understand what anger is before, I mean, we can really decide if being angry at an animal is appropriate. Because you can be frustrated with an animal, or happy to see an animal, or happy that your dog brought you the paper in the morning.
I think that's partly why people enjoy dogs in particular, but animals and pets, is because it does bring you back to reality, and that is what can you control, what can't you control, what does actually justify a human emotion or not. For instance, a dog chewing your furniture, initially, yes, you paid money for that furniture and you spent time to get that furniture, but ultimately, it's just a dog. It's not something that really has a big influence or control over you. You have the control over that. And I think having the animal around brings you back to that perspective of life, is what a human being is about, what you should be responsible for or responding to.
See, what I think is a big element of anger is fear. And like T does, all kinds of things that I don't approve of, but I don't get angry, but there are certain things where I flip out. And that is, if we're walking, you know, by one of these heavily populated streets with cars zooming down, and she lunges right out into the traffic. And then I scream at her, and, you know, sometimes use improper language to her. But it's because of the fear that I'm not going to be able to hold on. And you, in that moment, you lose the fact that she's not volitional. She's doing something so bad and so upsetting that for an instant you look at her as she did it by choice. And then, of course, when you get back, you know, on the sidewalk and so on, you realize. But then there's one other thing you can say. You know, it's not 100%, I don't think, certain, that some of the higher animals don't have some form of free will. And there is some evidence that we don't know what form. It's obviously not the human form, you know, in which we choose to focus, etc. But you can see certain things on their level that parallel what we have, like hesitation, doubt, moving a step and then stopping, and moving the other step, like as though they're weighing or judging alternatives. And it doesn't prove that they have free choice, but it puts in your mind, however much you say they're determined, it puts in your mind the idea you can't look at your pet as an automaton. You can't keep real the idea that this is a machine, because it's so much like human beings, and the behavior is so much in those ways like human beings. I leave open no, it wouldn't justify, you know, moral denunciation, because it's not as though the dog chooses a code of values. So. But you know how the medievals used to prove that animals had free will? You know the story of Björn's ass? He was a medieval philosopher. And people were saying that determinism was true, and you had to have a cause necessitating and compelling you to do whatever you did. So they put him, or at least they hypothesized, that there were two absolutely identical bales of hay, and he was put exactly between them, so there was no cause to move him to one or the other. And then the argument was, no mule, is an ass, is going to stand there and starve just because there's no cause. He's going to assert himself and go this way rather than this way. In which the determinist answer was, no, he can't do that because you have to be acted on by an external cause. But he still wouldn't starve, because what would happen is, as soon as he started to get weak from hunger, he'd start to fall. And as soon as he got closer to one than the other, that would be a cause, and then he would fall. Anyway, so much for that. So I think it's okay to be angry at your dog in context, moderately, briefly. I certainly am.